everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Tell Summit series From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up. Today, we have with us one of our returning guest speakers, Robin Friedman, and today's topic is very interesting because I know some of the things we sent in the email may have confused you. Like, did you know that you may have a really strong goal, like you really desire it, but inside you're actually not aligned with it? So we're going to be talking about that today, and our topic is Radiant Health Mastery. Eliminate the hidden causes of emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual imbalances for a vibrant you. Some of the things we're going to talk about, just what I mentioned, that, yeah, we may really think that we desire or want something, but we're not really aligned with it. So you're going to find out in today's call, as you connect with Robin, what percentage are you aligned with your goal? And quickly, if she has time, she will actually do some adjustments to align you better and higher with your desired goal. You're also going to discover which power vortex needs a boost. Learn the surprising number one energetic cause of lack of vitality, and also find out how other people can drain your energy and what to do about it. Learn why you may have felt resistance or struggle reaching your goals. This is so cool. I love this because I think all of us are going through this right now. I know I am, Robin, especially. I mean, it's January is almost over, and I know I have not even started on my health goals that I was really, really committed to. So I probably would love to get a scan too. A little bit about Robin for those of you that have not heard her before. Robin is an integrative energy practitioner whose passion is helping consciously awakening people rise above baffling blocks and live their fullest, most authentic lives. When you clear energetic blocks and align vibrationally to the goals you have chosen, results happen with ease and grace. With her background in hypnotherapy, emotion and body code, EFT, matrix reprinting, Simply Healed, IET, Eden Energy Medicine, Reconnective Healing, Reiki, Pranic Healing, and many other modalities, Robin loves using all these tools and more to help people find their own authentic power. Robin, my dear, welcome back to the show. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you, Aram. I always love being here, and I love your people.
I love my people, too. Thank you for saying that. And I want to jump in and ask you, because the thing that we just talked about, that people sometimes are not, we may really desire something, but we're not aligned with it. And actually, that's one of the reasons why you've asked that, you know, when we do the one-on-ones, you're going to ask the participants to state their intention and then find out what percentage of alignment do they have, or, you know, how off are they. So let's talk about that a little bit. Expand on that, please.
Okay, so it's really easy to understand if you take something perhaps that isn't a health goal. So, for example, let's say you really, really, really want to write a book, and you want to write a book, but we test you or, you know, energetically, so subconsciously, emotionally, mentally, all of these parts of you, if you're only 22% aligned with writing that book, you're not going to get to it, you don't have time, you write something, it doesn't work out, you kind of don't like it, you know, it's just hard, it's a struggle, like, yeah, I really want to do this, but I never get to it. It's been a dream for 6 years, people will say that. However, if you are like 98% aligned with it, you're going to write, if you have 10 minutes at night, you know, you'll write and it'll be fun and it'll flow and you won't have to edit it. But it doesn't mean the book is already written. It just means it's going to be easy. It's going to flow. So I think that's really, really easy to understand for something like that. So if you take that for your health goal, well, it's pretty much like that for wanting to lose weight, like there are hidden underlying, you know, there could be hidden physical reasons why someone isn't losing weight. There could be emotional reasons. It could be protection. You know, we've all heard that. Could be protection. It could be I need my comfort. It could be I got made fun of when I was in second grade. So the body has lots of reasons. So for this program, actually, what I found out in doing your programs before is people get to, not on the call, but in the program, get to say two goals, because they'll say, well, I want this and I want a relationship. And it's like two totally different mm-hmm. alignments. So I would always be writing two mm-hmm. alignments. So this time I said, okay, you can write in two goals. Like someone's already written in. Someone wrote in a health goal and then a relationship goal. Those are two different numbers. So, mm-hmm. and it's important to say, so if you're going to call in or in the program for the scan, you don't say, my knee hurts. You have to kind of give mm-hmm. your subconscious what you want. Well, I want a healthy, happy knee. I want a flexible knee. I want to walk easily, you know. So we say what we want, and then we'll test what's affecting that and clear something.
Can I do that? Can I? Because everything you just said, it was like what you're talking about me. So normally I don't do that, but I'm really interested to know, because I've been trying to lose weight. I've been making up my mind to, you know, get more physically active again, and I just don't. So okay. How do you want me to state that?
Okay, so you don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell the whole world your number, just have it in your mind. I weigh
number
this
for what
for either for your weight. So I have a healthy weight.
Oh,
and
for
then
my
what
weight.
Is,
okay, yeah.
And what does being physically more active mean? Because it could mean that I walk 10 steps more a day. So it's good to be precise.
Oh.
So what do you mean? I want to be a healthy
so
weight.
So I
and...
want to be, yeah, I want to be a happy weight at 145 pounds and also walk 3 miles a day.
Okay. All right. So I get 56% aligned, and that's why it's a struggle, right? Because it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. some of me wants it,
pulling
but
in two directions.
Me, yeah, literally half of me doesn't. So we're always fighting against ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So interestingly enough, going through the chakras, so one of the things in the 7-point scan I'm going to do is test kind of which chakra isn't in balance and which layer of the chakras, because mm-hmm. our chakras have physical, mental, emotional. So interestingly, because it can be totally different, it can be not what we think. We think, oh, it's a confidence mm-hmm. issue if someone wants to write a book, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's a connecting to spirit issue. So for you, I get mm-hmm. second chakra mm-hmm. and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? So mm-hmm. that's kind of the joy, the juicy, the connection, the friendship, the sexy, the money.
Yeah. So that's blocked.
Yeah. So that's a little blocked, yeah. So that's the number one thing to clear. So let's go ahead and clear that for Aram. And for anybody else on the call that needs this, we will just clear this
yes.
for everybody. And just kind of take a breath. And if anybody wants to, you can even do a little circle over your chakra wherever you feel that is for you, if it's the second or not. I'm feeling a little bit of mud, like a little sludgy feeling, and we just want that to flow beautifully. There's also the front, and there's fronts and backs to these chakras. So the front actually feels pretty open and the back feels a little closed. So we're just letting this kind of joy center open like a river, and like a little river of orange juice is what I'm seeing. And it's just carrying some of that silt. There's some of that stuff stuck that we all have just away.
That was, yeah, something shifted. That was beautiful.
Okay. And so let's just test. Sometimes things just go up 1 or 2, 3 points, and sometimes they go up huge amounts. It just depends. Like, I have a feeling this might have needed to shift before something else. So I could help you later with that if you want.
Cool.
So
of course.
So now let's test with that. Aaron's alignment with that. Happy weight and walking 3 miles a day. So I get that went up to 67%. So that was a little chunk, and it'll make it a little bit easier.
Cool.
And that's actually what the clearing is like. It's kind of like house cleaning. It's like, oh, we got to pick up this, and we got to clear this, and we got to clear this, and we got to vacuum that. And it's actually pretty practical.
It is. I love it. And we'll talk about how you work with clients in the sessions, but I also, and thank you so much for that scan and for the clearing. I deeply appreciate it. What have you found to be the number one energetic cause for lack of vitality, Robin?
So, surprisingly, it is not being grounded. Energetically grounded. Yeah, it is. I feel like it's almost like a pandemic, and especially for people who are attracted on your call and in our kind of energetic world. And if you think about a tree, and it's kind of a beautiful tree, it's got leaves and everything. But if there's no roots down there, it's not going to thrive. It just doesn't get nourished. So I'm actually going to test our group, because I've been doing this on classes lately. So I'm testing the aura on our group. And if you want, we could do this. We could teach everybody to do this. Or if you want to just do readings, I'll do that. But let me just test this quickly. So if I test
let's do that.
Let's do it. Okay. Let me just first get the whole group. So I'm 2 feet. Okay. So I'm testing with my hands, and I'll show you all in a minute, but let me tell you the group test. So if I test the aura of around our heart, my hands are about 2 feet apart. This is a beautiful group, really loving. If I go up above our head, so I'm testing kind of the branches of the tree that's connected to spirit, that's open to inspiration, my hands are even bigger, like 2.5 to 3 feet apart. If I test under our feet, my hands are about 6 inches apart. So that is a big, big, big triangle. So what this means, people who have this energy pattern, there's two things. One is I can't really bring things into manifestation, right? I have all these dreams. So just think about the top of the triangle. I have all these dreams and I have all this help, but there's no room to bring it into being. Right? I just don't have enough. The second thing, and this is why it's important, well, it's important for vitality, it's also important for anxiety. The reason it's important for vitality is those roots, this energy comes up from the earth and it charges up the root chakra. And the root chakra needs big nourishment, big chi in order. It needs to be over 75% charged up in order to activate the first level of the aura, which is the perfect health template. And if it doesn't have enough juice in there, it has to do its jobs first. It has to take care of the bone and the blood. Like, it's kind of like if you have enough money to pay the rent, but you don't have enough to do the fun things, right? So the body needs this chi from the earth coming up and charging that root chakra. It's got to get over 75% to charge up the health template. And then it's like having extra money. You can do what you want. So then you have energy. You can go and play and heal. And it's just super important. And sometimes we're not grounded because we don't want to be where we are or we don't feel safe. Like if you don't feel safe, there's a constriction. You can almost feel it. Like I'm a little bit constricted. I'm not spread out and relaxed. Okay, so should we teach everybody how to measure their own? Do you want to do that or not? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, and we'll learn this in the class too. So if you don't get this now totally perfectly, it's fine. And don't do it if you're driving. So rub your hands together to kind of wake up your palms. And just acknowledging that we are an energetic body and that your consciousness knows this. So imagine out in front of you is a little energy doll of you. So it's out in front of you. And now open your hands wide and just imagine you're going to come in and touch around your heart and just stop where you stop and don't think about it too much. So here you are. And go out and then come in. So that's what I did for the group. And I got my hands are about 2 feet apart because we have a beautiful heart, this group does. Now I'm going to tap up where the top of the head is. So tap up where the top of your head is on your little energy doll. And start with your hands really wide and then come in. And they just stop where they stop. It's kind of like you can't change it. This is a pranic healing hand scanning technique that we'll be learning. And then let that go. And then tap, tap at the bottom of your feet, at the bottom of your energy doll. And, okay, so already, just from us talking about it, our group went out to, it's like about over a foot. So just from talking about grounding, and this is why awareness is so important, because if we learn these things, our mind works with our energy. Where your attention goes, energy flows. So even though we haven't done any energy exercises yet, we're already halfway to being where we want to be, which is really cool.
That's so just awesome.
Notice, yeah, so everybody just notice what you got, and if you didn't get it, don't worry. Just enjoy the exercise, and you can just guess, too. You can just guess, like, do I feel very rooted? Okay, so then take a breath and sink down into your heart, and then take a breath and sink down into the earth, like almost like if you were a tree trunk, make the whole trunk of you go down into the earth again, open your feet chakras down from the bottom of your spine, and then just go ahead and spread that out. So don't leave it like a column, but make that big and beautiful and wide and deeper and wider and deeper and wider, and just kind of sink your roots into the earth and just receive, like your energy roots receive chi. It's infinite. Just like there's infinite air, you could breathe in as much air as you want. There's infinite energy down there. Go to the back of you, too. It feels like everybody's kind of focused in the front, and my back feels open and empty. So do it 360 degrees around you. Go to the back of you. That's good. And also, this is the energy of wealth, which people like, because this is where gold and diamonds and rubies are. So it's health and wealth. And just, you don't have to grab. You just have to be receptive. You put the, it's almost like pipes or a hose. You put it down there and then just let it flow in. And then just almost like accept this loving energy from the earth, right? It's giving. It wants to give you everything you want. It wants to nourish you. It wants to feed you. And just let it come up and up through your heart and out through your branches till you feel symmetrical. And then up at the top, which we all have our branches, this is, I am open and receptive to spirit. I'm open to inspiration. I'm open to miracles. I'm open to learning. I'm open to good ideas. So, and then as they come in, then through the top, it comes down and in, and it manifests. It is in my life. It's real because I'm grounded. I'm solid. I'm not going to topple over like people who like energy. Sometimes they get too much and they can't handle it. But now that you have these huge roots, you can handle it. And I think, I bet you, you'll feel more energized today. So hopefully no one's getting ready to go to bed. Now let's rescan. So rub your hands together and here's your little energy doll out in front. So now let's test around the heart. So I got bigger. Yay, everybody. Test up at the top. So at the top, I get almost exactly the same as the heart, and I'm testing the roots. Fabulous. So now we have a nice wide column. We're balanced. We're radiant. So that right there is going to improve your health. And now you know how to check it. You know how to check it every day for yourself and to just give yourself an image, give yourself a picture, give yourself the instruction if you need it. It's really good to do after you fly.
That is amazing. That was really great. And write in, let me know, please, how you feel. I definitely feel so much better, more energetic. I definitely feel a shift. Would love to hear your feedback too. Don't worry if you didn't exactly get the process. Like Robin said, just, you know, imagine it. It still works. So this was so amazing. Love it. And this is just one of many, many things that Robin does in her work. And we're going to be opening up the phone line shortly. So if you're not yet on the phone to raise your hand, please do so. Dial in and then press *2 to raise your hand so you can get a chance to talk to Robin, because she is going to be doing scans in just a little bit. Before that, I want to ask you, you know, a lot of people talk about feeling drained these days, especially around certain people. There's so much negativity going on, so much polarization. So how would you say, Robin, what can people do not to feel drained around certain people in our lives?
Mm-hmm. So there's two good energy tips for that. And we will be doing these pretty in-depth in the first the first class. So, you know, I was kind of trying to make this short and simple, but it was like, no, we have to do this, and we have to do this, and we have to do this. So there's five classes, one for each body, and that is the energy body, because there's two things that will really affect you. One is, are there other people corded into you? Because if you are, if they are, you can imagine you've got this full flowing energy that you just built. You know, you've got all this energy, and it's literally just like taking a hose into you and leaking it out. and some people have a lot of cords. And this is also draining vitality. Like somebody recently in my energy circle, they wrote in, and we kind of do this, we clear one thing, and she said, I can't get organized. And I tested, and she had like a lot of cords. And she was like, you know, I've been trying to clear my house for, you know, for the longest time. And so we just cut these cords. And she wrote back the next week. She said, everything's done. She said it was just like a tornado went through, a whirlwind, but there was no pain. It was just easy. So literally all of our energy leaks out. Not all. Definitely not all. Some of our energy can leak out connected to other people. And the other thing is you can have holes in your aura, which are like just having your windows open. And then you're going to be, so having holes in your aura is just that, oh, I feel everybody's energy. And I bet a lot of your people do this too. I can walk in a room and not only do we feel it, but we take it on. You know, I went to this meeting and somebody was unhappy. And then when I left, I was unhappy. And it doesn't have to be like that. Like you can be fully compassionate and see their, you know, see their unhappiness and not literally take in that energy. If your windows are closed, you just look out. You say, oh, it's raining outside, but you don't have to get wet inside. So those two things, the cords are more personal. And so we're going to be learning cord cutting simple and cord cutting advanced. Because sometimes.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's extremely important. I think cord cutting is one of the most important things you can do. So important.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to say something? I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, just sometimes we need to do a little bit more than just cut the cords. We need to let's say if you have had a long-standing cord with an ex or with a disempowering person in your life and you get clear of that, that's fabulous if you're no longer corded and if your aura is strong, but you still have some of that, the beliefs that you got from that person are still in your energy body, right? So if you had a, say, a disempowering spouse who thought you were worthless or a parent or a friend, and you actually believe that for a little while, like, oh, I'm worthless, you know, I'm really not a good person. Then even though they're not corded to you anymore, there's still going to be some of that I'm not good living in me. So that's kind of the advanced part is like, not only are we going to cut that off, but we're going to pull that internal belief that has now become part of me out and replace it with the truth, which is you are worthy. You are beautiful. Everybody is. Everybody is inherently worthy. And that's why I just love doing this, because we're living under these lies, right? We all kind of got these messages somehow, and it's just not fun.
Mm. I love it. Thank you so much for that. I'm just reading some comments. People love the exercise. They feel so much better. It's amazing. The feedback is really great. And people are eager to actually get their scans also. I see some questions on the webcast. Just remember, you have to be on the phone, please, to perhaps get picked. But I think the group process also was so helpful. And remember, as we go through these live callers, remember, if it applies to you, you can also say yes and receive the energy. So if you're ready, Robin, I can go ahead and unmute. I would like to unmute the first caller in line to honor that they've been waiting for a while. 516 area code, you are on.
Hi, Iran.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
How are you? Hi, this is Asha.
Asha, hi. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I am doing great. So happy that you picked my name because I had really set my intention before the call, but I hope I got called today. So I'm happy that I was.
Oh,
good
I'm
job.
I'm happy too. So what do you need help with?
Sure. So as I was reading through Robin's profile and for the call today, I realized that I resonated with the part where I'm connected to this position that I've been applying for. I strongly feel that I'm qualified for it. However, I'm not sure if there's anything that's blocking me because it's taking really, really long. I've been working on this for like months and I haven't gotten a call back from a position they haven't listened to. But I went through the interview process and everything and I'm just like waiting. So I don't know if there's something
cool.
That's not connecting me with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is so brilliant to be asking that, and there is a lot that you can do energetically. I actually love to help people do this. You get new jobs because literally on every level, there are things you can do mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So let's just see what comes up for you. So. Let's see, how do we state your intention? I am happily working in this new position. Do you have a time? Should we put a timeline in there? Because if we just say I'm working in that new position, that might be I'm 100% aligned with it, but it might be next year. So what do you want?
1 month.
Okay. Is there any other words? Because the words are really important sometimes to testing the energy. I'm in this new position in a month. Is that what it is?
Yes, in 1 month, and I am successfully thriving.
Beautiful words. I actually feel like we should. I don't know why, but like I'm getting. I feel like 1 month is weak, but I feel like if we go a little bit longer, it's stronger. So let's be a little more vague. How about in the next 2 months? Is that okay?
That's fine.
Because things do have divine timing, right? So even in your affirmation, you know, you could add that in there. All right, so for Asha. Wow, so I get 98%. You are 98% aligned. So I wonder if that's the timing thing. So if I take it down to 1 month, so I get 55. So let's see if that's something to clear or if that's just the universe. I get that it's not something to clear for you, which is like amazing, right? Who calls in and gets 98% aligned?
I know, I'm shocked.
I'm a little shocked too.
Fantastic.
But let's just see what the other two is, because believe it or not, I worked on something for a while. I was really low, like 11%. I got up to 100%. It felt really great. And then after a while, I was like, I feel like I slipped way back. Like I could feel it. I'm going to start all over. I'm just going to start all over. But then when I tested myself, I was like 97%. So a little bit had shifted, you know, because none of us are perfect. Or just human stuff came up, but I felt that. So let's see what that 2% is, because because your energy is good, you're probably feeling that. Okay. So if I go to chakras, I'm going to the solar plexus, which makes sense. This is confidence. So you could strengthen that, but I get that that's actually not the top thing for you. So let's see what that is. The number one thing for you to clear. Well, yeah, it's a bit of trapped, unworthy, of literally the emotion of unworthy. And so these trapped emotions, are like little battery packs, right? And this is very slight for you, but it's just a good teaching tool, is that if you're, it could just kind of, it's almost like a little diffuser, like you're going around and there's a slight smell of unworthiness. People will feel that. We feel that about other people, right? Yours is not strong, but it's a little bit there. And that's common. So let's just clear that for Asha and for everybody else on the call. We've all had feelings of unworthiness. That was then, this is now. We can let it go completely. Cause, effect, record, and memory on all levels and all layers. And again, it's kind of a lie, right? It's a lie that we're not worthy. And we can release this. A lot of people don't know that, but people who go listen to an energy telesummit know that. And just like literally flood yourself almost like with a little, kind of like a waterfall, but not that heavy, maybe more like a good rain. Just flood worthiness. There's more than worthiness. It's almost like goodness and joy. It's like, I am good. I am respected. I am worthy. I am fun. I am excellent. It's like a little rainstorm of that, and just kind of flood that through your system and soak it in. And like before you're going to email them or call them, just fill your bubble with, I'm actually feeling like a very joyful energy, like confidence, but not like an ego confidence, like a, I am great. I am great. Okay, and that took it up to 99. So that was half of it. So
awesome.
It would be really fun.
How,
Asha,
do you feel
if you wrote us when
I
you get that job?
I know, that's the thing. I feel so connected, but I was just confused. Like everything in my being saying, you know, says that this is for you. I felt like the universe created this for me because I was praying for it for a while. So when it came up, I'm like, okay, this is for me. I met everything. I interviews went well. And I just didn't know why there was such
a
long delay.
Just keep your, just keep your focus on the positive. Remember,
absolutely.
Yeah, wherever you keep and your focus, that's where the energy is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Right, and here's another little simple thing, Asha. From your hands to your solar plexus, make like a little, like think about the job and put like a little happy symbol of it, and do a like a figure eight, like right from my solar plexus to the job. Like I'm merging my energy. I'm harmonizing my energy with the job, and only think good about it. Like, just think, you know, don't, why aren't they, you know, just only like bless them. And then if you don't get that one, you'll get something better. This or something better.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank
I
you so much, dear.
About it.
Lots of
thank
love.
You.
Oh, I'm
thanks.
So happy. Joy is beautiful. And joy attracts joy, so it's coming. All right, the second person in line is area code 317. You are on now.
Oh, hi, is that me? Hello?
Yes, it is. What's your name, dear?
Julie. Thank you for calling on me.
Hi, Julie.
Yeah.
Well,
hi.
You're welcome.
I just
all right,
have.
So,
I'm sorry. I just have a lot. I guess just pain in my body, like all around. And so I guess my intention would be, you know, to have like a lot of energy and vitality starting immediately.
Mm-hmm. And Julie, did you do the grounding?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you, because I feel like that'll really help you. I feel like more would be helpful.
Okay.
I will do more, but I'm like, I just kind of do that. It's the first thing I check all the time. And I still feel like, I really feel like it's almost like the roots are a little compacted, which is really common if you have pain. Cause like, right, if our body's in pain, then it's almost like a part of us doesn't want to be in it.
Right.
Cause it just hurts. And we know not hurt. So that's one thing I would, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how important is that grounding for Julie? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's really important. So there's that. And then, okay, so let's clear something specific for you. So what would your intention statement be?
That I have, vitality and ample energy.
Okay. Okay. So, and has this been going on for a long time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I get 35% aligned with that. So what's the number one thing we can do? So again, I'll look for something else, but I'm reading the chakras, and the first chakra is definitely coming up, and that root. It's like vitamins, right? It's like chi vitamins. It'll nourish and bless and feed, and it's almost like the minerals, energetic minerals coming up and in me. And it's just like screaming at me like that's super important, and even the root chakra. But I'm going to step back out and just ask overall for Julie. So there's an emotional resonance, which kind of means like a ringing. So what I was talking about with Asha was a trapped emotion, which is like a little, kind of like a little battery, like a little ball, a little spot of something. But a resonance just means it's like ripples, 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 ripples. It just keeps going, right? Like a bell rings, rings, rings. And so I get helplessness. And sometimes these aren't ours. Sometimes they're from childhood. Sometimes, like I have seen, oh my gosh, amazing inherited things that you wouldn't believe how they literally guide and direct us and and run the show. So it's, we don't have to know. Sometimes we have to know where we got this. But let's turn that off, because even if I'm doing things to help myself, if helplessness is ringing, it's in charge. So I'm doing something to help me, but like the helpless pattern is almost negating it. And also just to be super compassionate to it, and we're not wrong for having it, because especially if you've had pain for a long time, it's totally natural. Like it's actually a good signal. This is true. This is saying, hey, you know, I want to change this and nothing's working. So there's a real compassion and almost like a loving. So first let's kind of drop down into your heart and honor for any of us, any helplessness that we felt. And just kind of take a breath. And that actually feels like it could be, what's the word, loved? It could be put some air around it. Like we want to acknowledge this helplessness before we're not just yanking it out and saying you're bad. We're acknowledging it. I see this helplessness. I know this helplessness. I'm sorry. I'm sorry myself. This is you saying it to you, not me. I'm so sorry, my body and my emotions, that you felt this helplessness. I know we felt this, but there's always helpfulness from my inner being, because if part of you didn't know there was help available, you wouldn't feel helpless. You would just go, this is how it is. But because the inner you knows that there is something here for me that I can do, and it's not happening, that's the helplessness. It's actually a good message. So thank you for showing me that help is possible. I love that message. So it's kind of like the car horn. It's blaring. It's this blaring car horn. Once we do whatever we need to do, lock the car, the horn will go off. So we're acknowledging the helplessness, we're comforting it, and now it's okay to let it go, because you're going to let the inner you, your higher self, your divine wisdom, your body knows, our bodies know how to heal themselves, right? We give it the what it needs. We give it that chi. It has those good patterns. We give it enough juice. So we're letting go of that helplessness and just let it go down those roots. Just send it down into the ground, like even let your grounding cord open like an elevator shaft and just fling it down. You use a little bit of will and just, or drop it down like an iron, like poof. We're just going to let go of that. And then what would you like to resonate out instead of helplessness?
Vitality.
Vitality. Great. And how about an emotion? Like, do you want peace or hope or?
Peace.
Okay. So just almost like if you were a aromatherapy diffuser, just put in peace and resonate it. Is that the right word? Yeah, just send it out. Peace, 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 peace. Give peace to every one of your cells. We're mostly empty space, you know, in ourselves. Peace in myself, peace in my chakras. Give peace to that root chakra. We need to line up all these chakras. Some of your chakras are great, so the stronger ones need to help the weaker ones. Peace in my organs, peace in my joints. Peace in my neck, peace below me, under my feet, still going down, down, down under the feet, peace above me, peace in my life, even if I don't know how. And sometimes that's a nice little cherry on top, is just to say, even if I don't know how, because then it takes it away from, I have to do this. You don't have to do it. We have to choose it and then let the wisdom of the universe do it. So how does that feel?
Oh, good. I feel better. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So let's retest. How aligned is Julie now? And just actually breathe that in too. Breathe in that peace and vitality. I love that peaceful vitality. You could even use those two words and just say it 1,000 times a day while you're washing dishes. Peaceful vitality, peaceful vitality, peaceful vitality, peaceful vitality. It's just reprogramming. It's reprogramming. It would be really, really good. So we just want the truth. How much is she aligned mentally, physically, emotionally, energetically with vitality and ample energy? So I get that went up to 46. So there you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. All right. I think we can do one more. So let's do one more. Area code 323, you are on now.
Wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yay,
who's
I'm
this?
This is Doreen.
You are. Hi, Doreen. Wonderful.
Yeah,
how are you?
I am good. I am good. I would love to know how much in alignment I am with my career. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, but let's be a little more specific because,
okay,
because like you can find two pennies on the floor and say more money is coming to me and you're 100% aligned with it. So you probably have a career that you are aligned with because that's how it works. But if you want a better career, so you need a little more, you need to tell the universe what you want.
True. So I work as an actor and a writer, and there seems to be, like, delays. It's like, you know, you audition a lot and nothing, or you're wanting to be in alignment with the projects you have that you want to sell. You know, you want to connect to the right people, and that's not happening. So I figured, I'm wondering, okay, am I not in alignment with that? Is that clearer? Or if I'm just, should I just be calling forth work, say, I won't say this month because this is, what, the 30th, 31st? It can happen this month. over the next month as an actor or selling projects as a writer.
Okay, so how about, and it needs to be your words, but something like I am successful and happy and financially abundant as an actor and writer?
That can work too. As a working actor and writer.
Okay. Successful, happy, abundant. You want any other words?
Successful, happy.
As a working
creative?
Actor and writer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so testing for Doreen. Testing for Doreen. Testing for Doreen. Good roots, by the way. your roots are good. successful, happy, creative. Okay, so I get 86%. So let's see what's in the way for Doreen. So interesting on the chakra level, and because this is one thing I'm going to be testing for everybody, it's not what you think. Like, even my mind is going, oh, maybe it's the throat chakra, right? I'm living my truth. I'm speaking my truth, but I'm getting seventh chakra. So this is like connection to divine and the spiritual layer. So double, it's the spiritual, you know, the connection and that. So, and I will clear something kind of else, but to me, this is like a big key, like, oh, who would think? Like, okay, really, I should put more of my focus here in my connection to spirit. And so maybe even just doing what you did, like really writing it out beautifully and asking for divine assistance with that could be really helpful. And let's see what else here. So we're also getting an emotional resonance of failure. So maybe, you know, we've all had past failures. So and again, especially I think like with acting, people really feel that, right? They're super aware, maybe more than a lot of other people, that they're really looking for how the people feel, right? So if there's some sniff energy smell of failure, And or it's the last thing you want, right? You want to just be exuding confidence and success and creativity and joy. So, and I think this is from childhood, like between 5 and 10. So it's not like just current. So, and sometimes that's really good to know, like to think back. Oh, this got put in place back then. I covered it up and I've been super successful then, but it's still in the field. We're like a symphony, right? And this note is still playing and it's still affecting my goal. So let's clear this for Doreen and for any of else of us who've had this failure. And it's just a totally different feeling than with Julie. Like, I don't feel like, I don't mean this mean, but it's like we don't need that soft compassion. We can just take it out. Right. I mean, of course we're compassionate, but it's a different feeling. It's like, honey, that was then and this is now. Like you're talking to your little girl self. Honey, that was then, this is now. I'm not carrying my spelling test that I screwed up with me around and showing all the companies. I don't need to carry past failures energetically either. I can get that out. And then what would you like to resonate?
Well.
Approval. Yeah.
I know as a child doing it, it's like, you know, having your parents' approval, which isn't necessary anymore.
Right, but your approval. It's all an inside job. It's all in our energy field. So literally just I'm feeling it strong, so I don't know about yell, but like really pour, really saturate that energy of approval, not just like water, but almost like a gel. Like I am just walking in approval, and you can do this energetically for doing it, but then you can also just go, I love how I made that dinner. I love how I'm dressing today. I approve of you. Like kind of do it over the top for a while, for like 2 weeks. Just tell yourself, you know, 100 times a day what you approve. I approve of you just for being you. You are awesome. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Just like kind of counteract that for a week and like walk around in a cloud of inner approval. And then what happens is it's so active because it's just going all the time. Approval, 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 approval. Other people feel that and they're going to be going, oh my gosh, she did that so well. Did you see how she did that? Because they have to say that because you are saying it and it's all they can feel.
Right.
Okay, so let's test that. That feels really good. It actually feels like your mind likes that and will do it. Is that right?
Yes. I made notes.
92%. Yay, you.
Yay!
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And good luck.
Awesome. Yes,
thank
good
you.
Luck.
We need all of us to be out there, to be successful, to be thriving, to be like all these conscious, beautiful people. It's really important that we get these leads, right? Someone like Doreen.
Absolutely.
And her energy will be everywhere. Aram, like you being
Amen
in Pakistan, it's just such a blessing for the country. Like we need all of us thriving.
Yes, we do. Oh my God, that is very, very true. Yes. So let's talk about how we can get everybody to be thriving and really talk about this beautiful offer you have, which is Radiant Health Mastery, but it seems like people are approaching this with other issues as well, which is fine. It is about this package was designed for health, but if you guys remember the last time Robin was here, she can do this for any kind of goal you really have. If it's about your career, about getting a job like we saw, then yeah, it'll work for that too. So eliminate the hidden causes of emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual imbalances for a vibrant you. All right, Robin, if you can please describe what is included in these packages, that would be awesome.
Okay. So there's three really, really, really good things. So the first thing that I did that I'm doing for everybody this time, it used to be just more for the bigger packages, but this time everybody gets it, is a 7-point scan. So kind of like what the callers are doing, we did one thing. So you get you say your goal, your intention, whatever it is, and so I used to do this, and then people would say, well, I want to be healthy, but I also want to be in a loving relationship. And it was two things. I was like, okay, these are different numbers. So now I'm just saying, okay, let's do two things. So you could do your health and your career, but you have to say them clearly. You can't just say health or my knees hurt. You have to say what you want, which I'll spell out. And then so you get a before rating, like how aligned am I that with it now? And then after the program, you get an after rating because you're going to learn these things for yourself. So you get those are two. And then you also get a personal reading about the roots and the branches because we did that today. It's super, super, super important, especially for health. You also get cords. Is anybody corded to you? What are the other seven? Oh, the top two emotions to release. Sometimes it might not be what you think. It might be abandonment, like you're not thinking that, oh, my birth dad left at 2 weeks, right? You're not even conscious of it. I've had a wonderful dad all my life, but there might be abandonment. So really helpful, I think. And so you get this email PDF that spells it out and says how to fix it. So that's the scan that everybody gets. And then the second thing are these five classes are kind of what I consider to be foundational, but also surprising that people aren't going to talk about because they're the energy. So everybody's going to say, like, if you want to be an actor, right, you want to be healthy, like your emotions are important. We all know that, right? But we don't talk about the emotional, like literally the trapped emotions or those resonances or the heart wall. There's literally emotions that we're working through as a substance in the energy body. So there's a week on the emotions, which is super, super, super important. There's a week on the physical things. So we'll do the grounding kind of in depth. It's also really important for the adrenals. The adrenals physically, of course, are very important. There are little stress fireplaces. They take care of the stress. But if the fireplaces never get cleaned out, how can you have a fire? They're like little fireplaces just packed up to the top with old ashes, and there's no room to handle even today's stress about being stuck in traffic or something, right? Somebody does something and it just sets you off, or your body doesn't feel peaceful, even though it's just a little pain. It's because there's kind of no energetic room for it to breathe. So it's physical, emotional, the mental is super important. So if we're going to do a whole week on how these beliefs are like a program, we are kind of like computers, and a belief is a program, it's running. It could be from your grandparents. This little girl had her grandfather's mother died when she was, when the boy was little. And so he had this program, like he had some sort of a program. And so this little girl that I was working with, she would not never leave her mother. She would run around like if the mother was in the bathroom. She'd want to be with her. She wouldn't go to school. She just had to be there, had to be there, had to be there. Turns out it's this program that my mother could die, right? She could die. So we cleared that inherited program, these mental programs, and she was fine. She went to school, and this could affect your health. And there's also just like beliefs, like, oh, this happens to women at my in my family when they're 50, we get fat, or whatever. Hold on, I have to switch headphones. Sorry. Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. I got that little sound dying from my AirPods.
One's better, actually.
Oh, good. The spiritual body is super, super, super important. And we'll do this one last. Once we've cleared all of that other stuff, if we open up, so we're clearing the spiritual body, but we're also then going to be opening up to angelic energy and putting an angel committee to work on our behalf. And it's just going to take it to a whole nother dimension. It's like speed, speed help. It's fabulous. So, I was going to do a shorter, but it was like I kept getting like, every one of those weeks are vitally important. And then we will also have time for clearings like we did today, and people can check in on the things that they've been learning, because it's not just me talking about things, but it's saying, this is how you can do this, and this is how you can know if you need it, just like I did with the hand scanning, right? You don't have to work on grounding if your grounding is great. You work on it if you need it. So that's the second thing. Those five classes are going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. I think the pre and before and after scans are awesome. I always try to do what I would want. I take a lot of classes. I always like something personal. I like to learn. I like something that I can take away and make my life better. And then you also get this great PDF on five fundamentals that are just really great knowledge that you get right away.
Can you move your phone a little bit, please, Robin? It's getting muffled.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, maybe just move it. It's just a little muffled, not too much. Maybe move it away from your face a little bit.
Is it still muffled?
Just a little bit. It's okay. You can carry on. I can understand you.
Well, let's try it without headphones, and I'll actually hold the phone up. How about that?
Okay. Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, better. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. So those are the packages. I think all of those things are really, really good. And then if you get package B, you get a personal session. And sometimes there's just the classes and the scan are going to cover really important, general, basic things. And then in the mm-hmm. personal session, we find those little aha, aha, I had this at this age, of course. And that's kind of like the gold. It's like you can pull one thing out that's personal to you, and everything just lines up.
Awesome. This is great. So whether you get package A or B, there's a lot of help. You're also, remember, in package A, you're still getting a lot of custom stuff. So that is awesome. And then if you just want to get that one big aha, and really fast forward this process, make it quicker. You can, of course, get package B, get a session with Robin, get it taken care of, and you can still, of course, enjoy the classes and all the stuff that's coming in package A. And as you can see from the success stories with Robin, people have experienced success in all kinds of areas. It's just, you know, it's just, you name it, they've tried it for that. It's really awesome. So make sure you read that. I want to ask you, Robin, you know, because you've worked with so many different people and they've gotten great results. Do you want to share maybe a success story of a client that really speaks to you, that kind of warms your heart? I know you get many success stories and testimonials, but is there a particular one that really warms your heart?
Well, sometimes I really love, I love children and pet stories because it means it's not in my mind, right? This happened, actually, I think this client was from your telesummit, and we were working with her, and she said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just a little distraught because I have a 16-year-old son who's nonverbal, and he's really agitated today. He's been having these nosebleeds, and he just gets so upset. And so we were doing a session for her on her issues, and I said, well, at the end, you know, remind me at the end, and we'll do a little something for him. So we cleared a couple things, just like we're doing on the phone for him, with the intention is that he wouldn't be so agitated, right, because that was hard for him. And she wrote me a week later and said, I haven't written because I kept waiting for him to have another nosebleed, but the nosebleeds have stopped. She said, it's been a week and there's no more nosebleeds. And so that was just fabulous. Like, and she said, and, you know, he didn't know. He's nonverbal. He didn't know we were doing this. So that it totally rules out. It, to me, it just shows how real these energies are. They're just very real.
Yeah.
I also love that I did a little bit. It was kind of actually similar. I was doing a session with a lovely man, and he'd had his dog was there. And he said, yeah, my dog Teddy had surgery a couple months ago, and he's okay, but he's not himself. And then he wrote me a couple of days later, and he said, actually, I have it here. Just wanted to give you an update on my dog, Ted. He had spinal surgery, a year and a half ago. I didn't realize it was that long, and didn't walk for 5 months. He's been doing great, walking again, but he would not chase a ball like he used to love to do and bring it back to me. 2 days after your session, he has begun to chase a ball, race back to me, and throw it again. This is a first surgery.
That is, I love that.
He has
that.
More
That's
energy. He has
story.
A bounce again in his walk, and we can see his confidence has gone way up, too. So it's like these things just get stuck in babies, in animals, in us, and it's not really, it doesn't have to always be here. We think, I'm getting older, these things, but no, you know, that he had had his surgery a year and a half ago. And then
I agree with, go ahead, please.
All right, just say one more. This was really lovely. A woman, she had a grandson, and her daughter and son-in-law were moving, so the grandson was going to stay with her while they moved their house, and she was really, really nervous because he'd never in his life slept throughout the night, and he was 16 months old, so he's never slept through the night. He kept waking up and crying, and so we just did a little bit, and from that night on, she said he woke up, he had a little bit of milk, went right back to bed, and she she writes me, you know, and says, he's still sleeping through the night. So, and that was like a little birth trauma, right? So we go through things and then it gets stuck.
Oh my God. Wow. You know, I love these stories. You're right, because with babies and pets, nobody can be second guessing, right? It's like, this is stuff you can't second guess. This is like such proof that, yeah, this stuff works. And of course, yeah, we do. We all get stuff that gets stuck in us and fairly easy to get it removed if we have the right person to help us out with that. So thank you for doing that wonderful work with these people, their children and their pets. That is, I can't imagine how relieved, how happy they must be, and how happy that must have made you feel to be able to help in such a profound and meaningful way. Wow. I love those stories. Thank you so much for sharing.
I love it. And it's also just the knowing of it. Like, I think the time is now for people to know about their own energy so that you can learn how to you know, clear a little something daily that comes up for you, because we all have stuff and it doesn't have to be a great big mystery. And if you kind of understand it, it's a lot like house cleaning. It's like, yes, it's nice to get, you know, get a thorough house cleaning, but it's also nice to pick up every day. keep our energy tidy.
I agree. So again, the offer is at orderjoy2020.com/Robin23. You have the link. You can click the link or just type in this address, orderjoy2020.com/Robin23. And we still have you, if you want to take advantage of this offer, you still have that mega bonus for a limited time only, which is reprogramming the subconscious mind exercise. I wish you all the best. I can't wait to hear about your results. Robin, my dear, thank you so much for everything that you do, for everything that you have shared with us. My goodness, this call was packed with all these amazing energy work. So I hope that you guys listening, if you didn't catch it, make sure you go back and listen to the replay, because we did a lot of different We did a lot of work with different people, and yes, it can work for you as well. So make sure you take advantage of that. And lots of love to all of you guys and to you, Robin, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.